It has been more than a year now since the United States led the way in forming a coalition to fight ISIS. But in much of Iraq and Syria, the extremists are still gaining ground. In Iraq, any effort to counter them depends largely on Iraqi forces, either the Iraqi military or tribal fighters. NPR's Alice Fordham met some of them near the front lines in Anbar province. She wanted to know why their campaign has been stalling.
The main way into Anbar province without having to go through ISIS turf is over a rickety floating bridge. Few cars are allowed, so people walk over with handcarts full of chickens or onions or shoes into this small part of the province controlled by the government rather than ISIS. This no cars rule is to stop ISIS from sending bombers into Baghdad, a containment measure. But I'm here to meet men who don't just want to contain ISIS. They want to fight back against them. We reach a shabby parade ground where Iraqi army officers are training 200 men from local tribes. Major Lafi Abbas says their course is 15 to 20 days. Then we send them to the front line. The Pentagon calls these tribal fighters crucial to the long-term defeat of ISIS. But the Iraqi officers say they don't have the resources to do real training. They show the fighters how to dismantle a weapon, but there's only a few guns to practice on. Some men don't even have boots. But they have a track record. I meet their sheikh, Hayal al-Humaidi. He reminds me his men fought with the US against Al-Qaeda years ago. And now they're fighting ISIS, with some new American training and help from the Iraqi army, whose officers say they're under-equipped too.
We just holding the front line right now. We need the help from central government.
That's Army Colonel Lawrence Al-Issawi. He says they're holding ground but aren't strong enough to actually push ISIS back. A major offensive was expected 4 months ago to take back the provincial capital, Ramadi. I asked Defense Minister Khalid al-Obeidi in Baghdad why that never happened. He tells me we can't lose any more soldiers, and you endanger civilians by going in before your forces are ready. But he won't say when they might be ready. Other Iraqi officials cite a dire financial situation and massive corruption in the military as obstacles to fighting ISIS. To get an idea of what's going to be needed, I meet a soldier who's been fighting close to Ramadi. He won't give his name because he's afraid of his commanders, but tells me it's not like the government or coalition isn't doing anything. He recently had American training and they armed his unit too.
They transfer us to Ramadi. We spent 2 days there. We liberated from 30 to 40 kilometers.
Liberated the outskirts from ISIS, that is. And following heavy casualties, reinforcements arrived. But he says the officers are still the problem. They take bribes to let people go on leave and flee themselves as soon as the battle heats up. Food and water are scarce. Plus, he too says ISIS just has way more men and weapons and uses devastating car bombs in battle.
How long do you think before Ramadi is retaken?
Ramadi retaken will last from 7 to 8 years.
Unless, he says, and I hear this from many others too, the US sends in forces like it had here before. Meanwhile, millions of frightened people have fled ISIS. Many of them live in this government-held town in Anbar called Amiriyat al-Fallujah. Mohammed Ahmed runs a market stall here. The most important thing is that we go back to our city, he says sadly. But he says they haven't seen anything from the government or the army that can help them. Alice Fordham, NPR News, Anbar.